Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Brienne Loving. Growing up, I listened to a lot of jazz music, and I mean a lot. And one of my favorite musicians was a world-renowned jazz guitarist. I loved his style of playing because it seemed as if he could make the guitar sing, like he gave it personality. I really thought this style of playing was unique to him until I learned about Charlie Christian. This style came from Charlie Christian himself. He was a young man who left a legacy and influenced jazz guitar players all over the world. So that's why there's an international music festival coming to Lawton to honor his life and legacy.
Look at his contribution to guitar just as you would Edison and the light bulb. As long as they have light bulbs, you have Edison. As long as they make guitars, you'll have Charlie Christian.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one that led the way.
All of this and more right here on Community Focus. The Charlie Christian International Music Festival will be coming up soon, and from what I hear, this is going to be an amazing, soulful concert that will take place right here in Lawton. And the support for this event will directly benefit Black Incorporated, that stands for Black Liberated Arts Center. And here to talk about this event is Anita Arnold, Executive Director of Black, recipient of the 2010 Oklahoma Human Rights Award, many other awards, also author of 4 cultural history books, her latest being Oklahoma City Music, Deep Deuce and Beyond, and Charlie and the Deuce, Legendary Times and Tales of Second Street. Good to have you on the show, Anita.
Well, it's good to be here.
So, Anita, you have a long list of credits, and it sounds as if you do a lot for the local art scene, but why don't you tell us about Black, and what exactly is Black?
Black is a 45-year-old fine arts organization located in Oklahoma City, and we do a lot of performing arts programs. We, up until last year, had a season of music, dance, and theater, and we brought in famous artists, including Alvin Ailey, from around the country and even outside of the country, like Les Ballets du Senegal. We brought them to Oklahoma. We also do the Charlie Christian Festival, which is one of our major projects. We have a very strong arts education program.
The reason why we're here today is to celebrate the jazz musician and innovator, Charlie Christian, who didn't live very long. He was only 25, but he made an indelible mark for guitarists really all over the world. But why was he such a legend?
Well, number one, at the time Charlie Christian was growing up, and he grew up in Oklahoma City, but was born in Bonham, Texas, they hadn't invented the electric guitar. It was just an instrument that you strum. You didn't find them in big bands because you just couldn't hear them for the rest of the instruments. Charlie was the one who took the microphone and stuck it down in that little round hole of the guitar and started plucking the strings. Well, he was so intrigued by that. I mean, he perfected his style and everything. And the electric guitar hadn't been invented, mind you. But when it came out, he took off because he understood the technology and he could put it with the music. Other people saw him play and they thought that was easy, but they couldn't do it. So he is the father of the single string solo on the electric guitar.
And that's why he's a genius.
That's correct.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Genius is right.
Yes.
Because, I mean, his young age bespeaks that. But even though he's been dead almost 75 years, he would have been 100 years old next year on July 29th.
So he just lives on through his music.
Oh, absolutely.
People are still being influenced by him, it sounds like.
Well, that's right. Carlos Santana even said, if it wasn't for Charlie Christian, I couldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of those will testify to that same thing. Charlie Christian, I always say, you can look at his contribution to guitar just as you would Edison and the light bulb. As long as they have light bulbs, you have Edison. As long as they make guitars, you'll have Charlie Christian.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one that led the way.
So, you know, share your story. It was a young man
from
who
Japan.
Wanted to, pay respect to Charlie Christian. This is how
Absolutely.
Popular he is.
A few years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, in Bonham, Texas, where Charlie Christian was born, there was a young man walking the streets. He was Japanese. And everybody in the town was kind of looking at him, but nobody would say anything to him. He just walked up and down the streets. Finally, somebody had the courage to say, well, young man, are you lost? Can we help you find something? And so he said, yes, I'd like to know where the cemetery is where Charlie Christian is buried. And the man was just amazed. And he said, well, where did you come from? And he said, Japan. And that was astounding. So naturally, you know, Japan, you came out to see Charlie Christian's grave. He said, I just wanted to lay a wreath on that grave. And this was a young man. So this made a 2-page story in their newspaper down there.
That's amazing. I mean, that just tells you what effect his music has on the world, really. And when I was reading about the festival on the website, I saw some pretty big names associated with it. You even said some before, but I saw Branford Marsalis, George Benson, Lou Rawls, and my personal favorite, Kirk Whalum. I mean, anywhere that Kirk Whalum has been, that's where I want to go, you know?
Yes, Kirk has appeared 2 or 3 times.
And that's amazing to me. And that festival is coming right here to Lawton, southwest Oklahoma. So what can we expect when we come to this festival?
You can expect excellence in music, in musicians. You can expect variety in the music. You'll have a little bit of everything, not just jazz. Certainly, we're going to feature some jazz in there. But you'll hear a little country because you have guitars in country music.
Oh, yeah.
Short Dog is coming in. He's an excellent musician. He came from a musical family, too. And he lives in Oklahoma City, but he gets around a lot, and he's got a lot of credits. And he'll be here as our headliner on Saturday night. So Grady Nichols is going to close it out. He's the headliner on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he'll calm the beast in the people and the audience, you know, with his smooth jazz all of that. And he has a very passionate, soulful, amazing grace that he loves to play. And it always gets the audience every time.
Mm-hmm.
So Grady will be back with us, too.
Okay.
We also have the Fort Sill Military Band. It's going to be a great time at all of the venues. And then on Sunday, we have the interdenominational gospel choir concert, which will close out the festival.
Many concerts all in one festival.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have 12 bands playing all kinds of music. It'll all be excellent. But we'll have things for the children, too, and the family.
As you know, some of the listeners might be saying to themselves, all of this sounds great, Anita, but why should I come?
Well, there are a number of reasons why. Number one, if you want to have fun, you know, you should go. If you enjoy great music, excellent music, you should go. If you just like a day out in the park, you should go. It's a great time.
People want to hear good music.
That's correct.
Thank you for joining us today.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
And you can get more information about all that the festival has to offer at charliechristianmusicfestival.com. Tickets may be purchased online or in Lawton at Phillips Music Company and Adventure Travel, both locations. And you can also get tickets at the event as well. And hey, thanks for joining me on Community Focus right here on KCCU.